Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast going to be partly cloudy. Got a chance for a thunderstorm. High today around 77. Kenosha right now 68 degrees. Also 68 in Burlington. Milwaukee 68 and it's 69 degrees in Racine. A discussion during yesterday's Mount Pleasant Finance Legal License Committee meeting on the assessments levied against folks along Highway V for water and sewer lines did not break any new ground, so to speak. The chairman of the committee vowing to keep looking for a way, though, to give those residents some relief. Village President Jerry Garski says a lot of ideas for eliminating or reducing the assessments have been floated.
They're just ideas floating out there, and that's why I want to put this ad hoc committee together, because I want them to get on it. Get going and come back with an answer. I don't want this by the end of the year. I want this done pretty quickly. They have their work cut out for them.
Although Garski said he doesn't want two separate discussions going on at the same time, Trustee Gary Fee said he plans to continue looking for a way to help the folks on Highway V. That committee is going to have its first meeting next Tuesday. The Village of Mount Pleasant's Finance Legal License Committee is also supporting a pair of tax assessment challenge settlements. Assessor Dan McHugh explained that the settlement with Walgreens for the 2014-15 tax years includes almost $11,000 in refunds covering stores at Highways 31 at 11 and 31 at Spring Street, both to be assessed at $2.6 million.
Initially, Walgreens was seeking a value of $1.9 million for each of them, so I believe the settlement represents a much more reasonable value. Walgreens has agreed as part of this settlement to forego the 2014 appeal, and then we would only have to refund them for a portion of their 2015 taxes. The total refund for both properties would be $10,717.
He said the other settlement is with Karish Brothers regarding the Arby's under Rand by Walmart for $900,000, a refund of just under $4,200. The village board may have assessment settlements on their August 8th meeting agenda. Unemployment rates in all area municipalities lower in June than a year ago. All showed increases, though, over the rates in May. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
At 6.9%, Racine's jobless rate remains the highest in the state, with Milwaukee's 6.4% the second highest. Racine's June rate was a percentage point higher than in May, but it's a half percent lower than a year ago. June's jobless rate in Mount Pleasant was 5%. It was 5.7% in Kenosha and 4.3% in Oak Creek, all 8/10 higher than May's rates. The June jobless rate in Caledonia was 4.9%, up 9/10 from May. The jobless rate was 5.5% in Racine County and 5.2% in Kenosha County, both increases of 8/10 from May, but down 4/10 and 2/10 respectively from June of last year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Look for Bob's Discount Furniture, a Connecticut-based chain, to open up next spring in the space at Racine's Regency Mall, occupied the past few years by H.H. Gregg Appliances, which is now closed, though inventory remains on site. City Plan Commission hearing from Ron Kimberlane, the general manager of the mall, who said that plans are still kind of coming together at this point.
We don't have a lot of the details yet. There's still some things that are being worked out with Bob's on leasing and that inside the mall. The last time frame I heard of, they were looking at starting construction before the end of the year with a spring opening.
Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski said the sign facade had been reworked to within 1% of the 70% allowed for the length based on the mall's current standards, suggesting reduction of the apostrophe in Bob's might cover it. Commissioner Mario Martinez, having been through a sign experience himself for his business, said he understands the dilemma for the city.
It looks like they are super close here with it. But at the same time, I can see the other side of it where, you know, one can come in and say, hey, you know, there were some leniency allowed in so-and-so's situation. Why can't I get that? I can see where that could happen. But this is just super close.
The Plan Commission did accept the adjusted sign proposal for the Bob's Discount Furniture going into the H.H. Gregg location. Construction plans, including creation of entrance doors into the mall itself, which the space currently does not have. Recommendation will go to the Common Council next Monday night. Revamping the terminal at Mitchell International Airport, not going to be a cheap affair. The Milwaukee Business Journal says converting Concourse E into a new international terminal will cost between $22.6 million and $69.3 million. The overall project, which includes moving all the new security checkpoints to one location, plus creating a new international terminal, that could all end up costing the county as much as $122 million. And WEC Energy Group, the parent of We Energies, boasting earnings of $181.4 million in the second quarter, compared to $80.9 million a year ago. Our focus on customer service, operating efficiency, and financial discipline all contributing to results that place us on track for the year. That according to a statement from Chief Executive Officer Alan Leverett. More law enforcement officers have been killed this year compared to this point last year, including the recent tragedies.
The number of officers fatally shot on the job are up almost 80% this year, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. 32% of officers have died from incidents involving firearms, including those who were ambushed in Dallas and Baton Rouge. The fatalities are well below the 1970s, where one year nearly 160 officers were killed. But the president of the fund calls this year's increase extremely troubling. I'm Sierra Crawford.
State Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay calling for the Department of Corrections to authorize an independent review of the working conditions at the prison up there after three attacks in the past year by inmates injured staffers. Hansen says it's among the growing concerns regarding the effects that staff shortages and forced overtime are having on the workers.
Our concern is for the officers, not just in Green Bay, but statewide, that we have the protections in place so that we don't lose one of our officers down the road and we can stop some of these attacks that are causing so much injury and pain to our officers.
He says his letter did prompt a visit from DOC Secretary John Litcher, who has promised to look into the issue. In Kenosha County, the drivers of a semi and a pickup truck were able to coordinate and help to stop a reckless driver heading north on I-94 yesterday afternoon, but was all over the road, according to Pleasant Prairie Police. The vehicle almost hit several other vehicles in the process. The truck drivers boxed in that erratic driver as she exited at Highway 50. The vehicle was stopped. Both she and her passenger arrested on drug charges. Three people hurt when two vehicles collided, reportedly head-on, along Douglas Avenue near 6 Mile Road in Caledonia yesterday afternoon. Flight for Life was originally requested for a man found lying on the ground, but the helicopter was later canceled, and all three victims went to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints. One person had to be extricated by firefighters. Initial reports said one of those vehicles crossed the center line and hit the other. Crash is still under investigation. A call to allow the voters to take up the issue of transgender student bathroom use at this fall's annual electors meeting in Kenosha made up this week's Unified School Board meeting by a former board member, Kyle Flood, who said the board cannot be trusted to correctly handle this particular matter.
The board has proven its inability to address this issue. We've been sued, we've had negative national news attention, and our school funding has been put at risk. The transgender issue can't be in your hands. It needs to be in the hands of the people. When I left elected office and lost my election for city council, I took on the title Kenosha Advocate, because now my intention is to advocate for Kenosha, to make sure that Kenosha is on the right side of history of issues, to make sure that Kenosha's image is good. That's not what's happening with how this issue has been handled. Kenosha looks stupid.
And while not responding directly to all of Flood's comments, current board member Gary Kunitz accused Flood of overreacting. The new sports stadium complex being constructed along 39th Avenue in Kenosha, north of Bradford High School, may very well likely bear the same name. Kenosha News says that an ad hoc naming committee will be submitting the name Mary D. Bradford Stadium to the Kenosha School Board for its approval. 21-year-old Callie Jo Castenson chosen last evening as fairest of the fair at the Racine County Fair, an honor that kind of runs in the family since her older sister got the crown for the fair in 2008, and just 4 years ago her other sister was chosen. Callie Jo, who recently graduated from UW Parkside with a degree in agricultural education, got the crown from Jenna Francine, the 2015 fairest of the fair. The $1,000 scholarship that goes with it will be going toward Callie Jo's plans to seek her master's degree in agricultural communications. And the Powerball lottery game jackpot to $478 million for Saturday night. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.